Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. For more than 40 years, staffing and resource experts, the Bag Group have placed the right people with the right companies is never just about a job. It's always about the right fit. Head to BAGG.com and find the right fit today.
I always wanted to ask about that statement and what it meant.
What statement are we talking
about? It's not about the job, it's about the right fit. I've always wondered what... I wish I could ask someone to sort of break that down for me. Unpack that for me.
Let me wiggle my nose like Tabitha did on Bewitched. Oh, I shouldn't mention that. I didn't allow my kids to watch that growing
really?
Up. Because it had a witch in it.
Okay.
We couldn't watch Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Because it's... Never mind.
Joining us on the phone, Jeff Bagg, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Bagg. Sir, how are you, Jeff?
Good. How are you doing, Drew?
Don't lie. You've got a cold.
I do, but, you know, it gives me my special phone voice.
Your special... I just got weird really quick.
Yep. 1-900.
Exactly.
Jeff Bagg.
Jeff Bagg. He's the president and CEO of the Bagg Group, and the website, of course, is BAGG.com. I've wanted to ask you this question for a while, so I'm going to ask it to you today. You ready, Jeff?
I'm ready.
What is the difference being in, like, the people business and not the product business?
That's a great question. I think you're going to see that a lot given the time of season where everybody goes up to people and says, hey, what do you do? And that's what people are kind of thinking about. They're thinking about what people do versus who the people actually are. And for us at the Bagg Group, we care about who the people are and we try to get the right fit, as your co-host said, in the roles they go into.
Well, I think that, to me, I think there's actually more of, well, I don't even know if I can say this. I got to think this through because it's the first time I've thought about this. Is there more of a, I don't know, like a moral responsibility or a value aspect when it comes to working in the people industry versus product? Because we know you can get away with making junk products because we've all bought junk products and we've all kind of come to that point where we're disappointed with the retail world and stuff. And it's like, oh, how much is it to fix this? $300. How much is it to buy a new one? $275. Idiots. So when it comes to the people industry, I don't know. I think your game's got to be better, man, I think.
For sure. Well, and again, going back to the product being people, you know, companies are looking for the right fit. They want somebody that's going to move their organization forward. And the reverse of that is people should be moving into roles that are moving their lives forward. And we've actually seen that where people have come back to us and said, thanks for placing me in this job. Since I've been in this job, you know, my marriage is going better. My relationship with my kids is better. I've lost weight, things like that.
All right. So, Jeff, I don't know if we've really talked about this before, but are you a God guy?
I am a God guy.
So does that play into your work?
Well, it helps shape my values personally. We're not necessarily what I would consider a God organization, but our values and our values that we shape our staff influence everything that we do. So we're a very diverse group with very similar shared values.
I wonder what some of those values would be, right? Come on. I mean, seriously. So you're a God guy. You run this big organization. plug us in a little bit, man. I mean, how does it actually impact you from a day-to-day point of view?
Well, if you think about work in itself in the purest form, work has been with us since the beginning, and God actually designed humans for work. And so for me, being able to get people into meaningful work, into jobs that have purpose, that totally fits into what God's doing. It's not all about the four spiritual laws. It's about joining him in his work. And sorry.
You just gave me a spinal shiver with the four spiritual laws. Thanks, Jack Chick.
He hands out a tract with every hire.
Exactly.
Well, look, it really is an honor to partner with you. You and I ran into each other back in high school days.
For sure.
You were at the school for a long time, Paul B. Smith Academy, Oswald J. Smith Academy, People's Church School, basically. You went through the whole system there, didn't you?
Most of it. I think I left after grade 11.
Okay. Yeah, I left after three quarters of 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know how you made it that far.
Very true. That was the fourth school I was asked to leave in a space of a few years. So, but I do remember Jeff from back in the day, and it's actually good to see. And hold on, let me just say the BAG group of companies is, you guys do more than just what we have been telling everyone about. What's this BAG group of companies?
So we do everything in recruiting, from staffing, as your friend Homer was saying, a beer at the ball game, to the people that work at the banks, to the people that put your cars together. We supply all of those people to companies.
Jeff is not only a media resource, like here on the Drew Marshall Show, he's a speaker on when it comes to staffing. So he's certainly someone that you can bring to your organization, hire and do a speaking thing. But he is the big cheese behind the BAG Group. And, of course, the website is BAGG.com and president CEO of that organization. And I just want to say, seriously, for everyone out there who maybe you got the notice at Christmas, we've seen it in movies, we know what happens. It happens to be the end of the year, so that's when
someone at work's husband got one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend whose boss flew up from the States on December 24th. This is why you might not want me on the show again. I said, you're going to get the promotion. You're moving into the C-suite. Fired him on the 24th.
Oh.
Ouch.
Wow. I call him a
maybe it's cold outside.
No, I call him a D-bag, but the police in Quebec just arrested a guy for saying that to them. And then he took it to court, and the court upheld it.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Oh, sorry, that was a side note. Anyway, Jeff Bag, buddy, thank you. Merry Christmas. How you got offspring, Jeff?
Yeah, I do.
They're called children. I
don't know exactly how to handle that. But yeah, so my oldest son and his wife and Barry. My middle son's at home, and my daughter's at home going to college.
Okay, good. Well, enjoy Christmas, man. I hope something happens this Christmas that, I don't know, brings you guys closer for whatever reason. I'm not saying there's difficulties or issues I know about. I just hope you have lots of kumbaya moments.
We'll have counseling all over Christmas.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care, dude.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye. Jeff Bag. I like that guy.